Jim Bertel. A report commissioned by the UN Security Council says North Korea has not stopped its nuclear and missile programs, violating UN sanctions. The confidential report by a panel of independent experts was submitted to the UN Security Council on Friday. At a security conference in Singapore, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called on all nations to continue the sanctions on Pyongyang to pressure them to denuclearize. Pompeo flew on to Jakarta Saturday, where he held talks with Indonesian leaders. VOA Cindy Sain is traveling with the secretary.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is wrapping up his tour of Southeast Asia, holding talks with Indonesia's foreign minister, Retno Marsudi, in Jakarta. Pompeo stressed that the relationship with Indonesia is a vital strategic partnership. Cindy Sain, VOA News, Jakarta.
Zimbabwe's newly elected president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, has called on the country to unite after he was declared the narrow winner of the election.
Though some will inevitably be disappointed with the outcome, I urge everyone to be calm and peaceful and to look forward.
Mnangagwa's chief opponent in this week's election, Nelson Chamisa, said the poll was a fraud and pledged to challenge the result. Authorities in southern Afghanistan say they have lost contact with scores of soldiers after Taliban insurgents assaulted a military base. A regional Afghan National Army spokesman told VOA heavy fighting erupted following the late Friday insurgent offensive in the Chinardo district. An insurgent spokesman claims the Taliban offensive overran the army base. This is VOA News. UN officials warn the deadly Ebola virus could be spread by refugees.